The Gemara Masecht Menachos Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis on the bottom teaches us Amar Chibar Amar Ami Hineich Sar Gavi Itza. The Torah, if somebody put, as we've been learning, one may not make the Karban Mincha into Chametz. Says Rav Ami Hineich Sar Gavi Itza. Somebody put some dough, some sourdough, some yeast on top of the dough. V'holach v'yoshvloi. And he went off to the side, when the and it became chametz by itself. Chayev Allah, he'd be chayev for being over the lav of making a korban mincha into chametz, just like if somebody on Shabbos would put meat on a fire and it got cooked, he would be chayev. Even though he didn't actually make it cooked. And the Gemara continues in discussing if indeed when on Shabbos one is chayiv. But what's clear in our Gemara is that indeed if somebody takes on Shabbos just put something into the oven or in the fire, the moment you put it into the oven, the moment you put it on the fire, it doesn't get cooked. And still, Yechayif Afiyah. And as Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaskil, Hiniach explains, that's the same in our Gemara. That even though the Torah Kedosha says, Loisasa, that you're not allowed to make the Karban Mincha into Chametz, the Torah says, Loisoifa, you're not allowed to bake into Chametz, which would seem to indicate that only if you took an active part in making it to chametz, it would be asur, as the Gemara has been speaking about lisha and aricha and afia. Teaches us the Gemara that no, even just leaving that alone, on leaving the sar on top of the dough, is enough to be considered an act that is considered chimutz, as it is considered an act regarding hilchos Shabbos, and that's why. That's why the Muki Yosef teaches us in Masechta Bava Kama, if somebody lights a fire, so again, the moment he lights the fire, nothing happened yet. Still, it's considered a Maisa Sreifa. I did see that many Achroinim, including the Briskerov, that asks a question. As we've discussed in our Shiurim, the Torah Kedoshah says, Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. Only a Malachas Machsheves. And that's a special category that's relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. How do we take that special category, which is relevant to Hilchos Shabbos, and apply it to Hilchos Menachos? So the simple teretz that many Achronim suggest, since the Torah by Shabbos says loisasa melacha, and here the Torah also uses the word asiya, so we see that the same rules apply in both cases. As we look in the Shulchan Aruch regarding this halacha, so there are actually two halachas that I would like to quote. One is in Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Nun Hei Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us Ein Oisim Medura Me'etzim Samach L'Chsheicha. Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to make a fire out of wood right before Shabbos. Achiyat Spana Or, that all the wood starts burning. Be'inyin Shitei Shevis Oyle Me'leh, even though that the actual fire starts burning on Shabbos. In order to make it mutter, the fire had to be on in a serious way before Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Vim loy hudluka kol kach. If that's not what you did, Oslo lahanis b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to use that fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the fire on Shabbos because the fire had to be completely in existence before Shabbos. I saw, not something which is common in the world that we live in, but for example, if somebody wants to create fire, so the way he'll create fire is he'll have a magnifying glass next under the sun, and that in the sun, as the sun beats through that magnifying glass, it causes the something to get burned. The halacha is that that is Asur on Shabbos, even though that entire contraption was created from before Shabbos. And the Merkavas HaMishnah teaches us that even though that when we speak about all malachas that are Asur b'Shabbos, the halacha is that it has to actually be a malacha for it to be Asur on Shabbos. Bishul, says the Merkavas HaMishnah, is different than all other malachas. And even if you just did a grama, that is considered the Malachas Bishul. And the Chassam Sofer has a beautiful explanation in that Merkavas HaMishnah. The Chassam Sofer explains, as we know, all of the malachas of the Mishkan are learned, all the malachas on Shabbos, are learned from the Mishkan. And the malachas in the Mishkan, so when they cooked on Shabbos in the Mishkan, how did they cook? The way they cooked on Shabbos was they put a pot on the fire. Now the moment you put a pot on the fire, that's not the moment where anything gets cooked. It takes time from when you put something into the oven or on the fire until it gets cooked. Yet that's considered a ma'aseh bishul. Here too teaches us the Merkavas HaMishnah. That is what is unique about the malachas bishul. What's unique about the malachas bishul is that even though you didn't actually do anything, it's already considered as if you did a ma'aseh bishul. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sifkotan Tzadik Tes says the following. Let's say, I'll read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Aval Hatanurim Shekarim English Shekachim. I guess it's some sort of a radiator. Shederach HaKol Levasha B'chol Al Gabei Milmala. They obviously used to use their ovens for two purposes, to cook and to give heat. Isser Gomer B'zeh, Isser Gomer Yesh B'zeh, says the Mishnah, there's an Isser Gomer, Lahamra Machel, L'cham Al-Yidei Yehuda, Filo Koid Masaka. That means, you take your food, you put it on the oven, it's off. And then the Akum comes and puts on the oven. The Vade Kavonas Ha'ene Yehuda Behesek Achka B'Shvil Bishla Kederis. And it turns out that even though I just put something on the top of the oven and the oven is closed, it's also. And he quotes the Shoyl Meshiv, Shechalilo Lasses Kei. Chalila, it's certainly also to do this. And if you look in the Shoyl Meshiv, he says as follows. Even though one would perhaps be able to make a halachic argument that it should be mutter, says the Shoyl HaMeshiv, Shema V'Shelis, Loim Targash Abdel, somebody cooks, doesn't realize the difference, V'Loi Tovin Shiesh Oifanim, and they won't necessarily recognize that there are situations, Shiesh B'Mishrim Issam Avashel, that what you're doing is considered an Issam Avashel, but many people may not know this. Other people won't recognize this. And therefore, he says, so we learn from these halachas are that even though there may be different situations where to our eyes it looks like what we're doing is not a maisa bishul at all, it could be a very serious act of bishul.